Hare Krishna. The Gita is a dharmic book that asks us to give up dharma, or does it? The Gita concludes with an intriguing, even puzzling call. Sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam sharanam vraja. Aham tvam sarva pāpebhyo mokṣayiṣyāmi māshucha. Krishna says that sarva dharmān parityajya. Give up all varieties of religion. Now, the Gita is a dharmic book. It is a book which is considered a very important guideline, authority, treatise on dharma. And yet, its conclusion is, give up all dharma. Sarva dharmān parityajya. How can the Gita ask us to give up dharma? And this particular call becomes all the more puzzling when we consider that Krishna, the Gita itself has said that Krishna descends to this world for establishing dharma. Dharma samsthapanarthaya. So, in this light we can understand that what the Gita is talking about is not a simplistic rejection of all dharmas per se. The second half of the verse is important. Mam ekam sharanam vraja. Krishna says that surrender to me. So what we reject is not as consequential as what we accept, what we embrace. So here Krishna is saying that you embrace me, take shelter of me, become devoted to me. Mam ekam sharanam vraja. And when you do this, Krishna told Arjuna, sarva dharmān parityajya. Now what did Arjuna do? Arjuna fought the war. He said at the end of Gita, karishya vachanam tava. And we know the Gita is a part of the Mahabharata. And what happened in the Gita what happened after the Gita was spoken is described in the Mahabharata. Arjuna fought the war. So, now fighting is Arjuna's kshatriya duty as a kshatriya warrior. So Arjuna did do his kshatriya duty. He did not neglect or reject it. So then, what does it mean when Krishna says sarva dharmān parityajya? So actually, if we look at the background and even look at the first chapter of the Gita, we see that Arjuna was conflicted between the kshatriya dharma and between his two dharma, kshatriya dharma and kula dharma. Kshatriya dharma was his family, occupational duty as a warrior, he had to fight. And it is, especially if there are aggressors, unrighteous aggressors, a kshatriya is enjoined necessarily to fight. And in contrast, there is kula dharma. So kula dharma is his dynastic duty. And as a, normally, if we are parts of, we are members in a family, we care for each other. We help each other, we protect each other. So he was, as the opponents were also members of his kula, so he did not want to, he was not meant to kill them, he was meant to protect them. So now he was conflicted between these two dharmas. And what was Krishna's conclusion? Mam ekam sharanam vraja. It is not sarva dharmān parityajya. It is, the essence is mam ekam sharanam vraja. That you take shelter of me. And whatever dharma is, now taking shelter of Krishna is not just some ethereal abstract activity. It also involves doing something practical. So, that means take up that dharma, choose that course of action which will enable you to do mam ekam sharanam vraja. And if you have to reject some action in that process, and even if that brings some bad karma, Krishna says, I'll take care of that. Aham tvam sarva pāpebhyo mokṣayiṣyāmi māshucaha. So, the point is not that Krishna is telling Arjuna to reject all dharma per se. Krishna is telling Arjuna to reject those dharmas that prevent him from doing mam ekam sharanam vraja. And not worry if there will be any consequences of the rejection of that dharma. Focus on that dharma which will enable him to do mam ekam sharanam vraja. And that dharma in Arjuna's specific case was a kshatriya dharma. But the Bhagavad Gita actually does not reject dharma, but it gives us a sophisticated, multi-level understanding of dharma. And it focuses on the purpose of dharma. So there is the word dharma can refer to various external duties, such as the duty to dynasty or duty to one's occupation, kshatriya duty or kula dharma, kshatriya dharma, kula dharma. But all these duties have a purpose, and that purpose is our paradharma, the supreme dharma, which is to develop love for Krishna, to become purely devoted to Krishna. And we should accept those aparadharmas that help us cultivating and executing our paradharma. So for all of us, the Bhagavad Gita guides us through this very intriguing verse, Sarvadharman Pratyajamavekam Sharanam Vraja, to move beyond external formulas about what is our duty and focus on the inner essence of what will enable us to develop love for Krishna, and then diligently, responsibly do those activities and thus achieve life's ultimate substance, that is everlasting ecstatic love for Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.